The agreement unlocks $274 million in federal funding for construction of the project at the Brandon Road Lock and Dam in Joliet, Illinois. The Army Corps of Engineers will install defenses there to keep the fish from getting past the crucial choke point. Molly Flanagan with the Alliance for the Great Lakes says those tools include noisemakers, a bubble curtain, an electric barrier, and a flushing lock.
All of these things together, you know, are meant to basically get carp to turn around and swim back where they came from.
The carp threaten the multi-billion dollar fishing and recreational boating industries on the lakes. That's because they eat food native fish rely on, disrupting the food web. The deal also includes $114 million from Illinois and Michigan. Construction is set to begin next year. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.